Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. In wake of the viral reports raising concern over pension disbursements, financial procedures and allegations made against employees of the Office of the Principal Accountant General, Accounts and Entitlement, Nagaland, the office has debunked the claims, emphasizing its commitment to transparency and public accountability. Addressing a press conference at the office conference hall in Kohima yesterday, Senior Deputy Accountant General Kahoto J. Yeptomi said the CAG upholds a zero-tolerance policy on corruption and aims to provide credible assurance on public resources. He clarified that pension sanctioning authority is the state government, not the EG.
Pension sanctioning authority is the respective state government departments, not AG. So the role of AG comes only after the pension papers are submitted to AG in complete check.
He clarified that the office had implemented RTI Act in 2005 as per CAG guidelines and details of the public information officers, PIOs and assistant PIOs is publicly displayed on the office website and at the reception cell.
We have a PIO, we have assistant PIO, and in the last 5 years, we have received 56 RTI cases. Aru itukanso disposed kodisha.
Mr. Yeptomi further said that despite being understaffed, the office manages records of around 7,100 gazetted officers, in addition to maintaining general provident fund GPF accounts for approximately 30,546 government employees, excluding Group D staff. Around 10,059 GPF cases have been processed in the last 5 years. In response to a query regarding stagnant files, he said such cases mostly originated from within state government departments.
The fact is, most of the stagnation is happening in the state government departments because our rule, as I said earlier, Mokanto, you submit within 6 months. If not possible, please submit at least 3 months before retirement and we will assure you 100% that we will settle, we will give the PPO before the day of retirement.
The senior DIG also informed that the office remains open on all working days except Wednesdays, operating until 1:30 p.m. Pensioners or dependents with genuine concerns can seek assistance through the grievance redressal cell. President Christine Carla Kangulu of Trinidad and Tobago conferred the nation's highest national award, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday evening. After receiving the award, Prime Minister Modi said he is honored to be conferred with the country's highest national award. He said he accepts it on behalf of the 140 crore Indians.
Sarvoccha Rashtriya Samman, the Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, sammanit karke jaane par. मैं आपका, आपकी सरकार का और आपके लोगों का हृदय से बहुत बहुत आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ। ये सम्मान हमारे दोनों देशों की शाश्वत और गहन मित्रता का प्रतीक है। मैं इस सम्मान को 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की ओर से एक साझा गौरव के रूप में स्वीकार करता हूँ। इस सम्मान का पहली बार किसी फॉरेन लीडर को दिए जाना हमारे विशेष संबंधों की गहराई को दर्शाता है। यह सम्मान हमारे साझा इतिहास और सांस्कृतिक धरोहर पर आधारित है। 180 साल पहले भारत से जो लोग यहाँ आए थे उन्होंने हमारी मित्रता की नींव रखी थी।
India and Trinidad and Tobago yesterday signed 6 agreements, including in the areas of pharma and cultural exchange. The agreements were exchanged following talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trinidad and Tobago President Christine Kangulu at Port of Spain. The MOUs include cooperation in the fields of sports and diplomatic training. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said he is honored to stand before the elected representatives of a proud democracy like Trinidad and Tobago. During his address to the Joint Assembly of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Modi said democracy is a way of life for India and not just a political system. He said India and Trinidad and Tobago share a relationship rooted in centuries-old bonds.
In India, we admire their leadership, grit and determination. They are living symbols of the relationship between our countries built on shared roots and shared dreams. Distinguished members, both our nations rose from the shadows of colonial rule to write our own stories with courage as our ink and democracy as our pen.
And the government has announced that all tax benefits currently available under the National Pension Scheme will also be extended to the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The Minister of Finance in a statement said the inclusion of UPS under the tax framework marks another step forward in the government's effort to strengthen retirement security for central government employees through transparent, flexible and tax-efficient options. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.